The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Much like Moses, are we really? Uh-oh. Also, some Bennies because of hanging out with JC. And what did the blind find?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I liking that, prevailing. Also, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. I mean, just so much, not even some more, so much more. We're asking you, hey, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 942. Did I say 942? See, it's Friday, 972-445-0770. We ask, encourage you to call, talk about any conversation you want, any topic you'd like to talk about, go with it. We're good for it as long as it's decent. Just remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's all it is radio, folks. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All righty then. We've got a lot of material to cover, and I am not going to do our sponsorship in the first segment. That's code between me and Wonder Julie saying, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Just for those that don't understand what's going on. Okay, let me tell you what is going on. Today, by the way, for those that don't know, very important today. Today is National Macaroon Day. Did you know that it was National Macaroon Day? Wonder today. I mean, that's important. Macaroon is a light cookie made with egg white, sugar, and usually ground almonds or coconuts. It's a tasty day for macaroons, and growing up in a Jewish household, macaroons, that was cool. We had macaroons all the time. That was kind of like our brownies. They were chocolate macaroons, and my mom would say, well, they're kind of like brownies. Kind of. Okay. Not entirely, but a little bit. Okay. I do have a bone to pick with somebody on the television. And in lieu of that, I am going to say something about it, and then we'll get into our teaching. I have a little bit of a bone to pick with Laura Ingraham. Now, most of the time, I don't have too many things that I want to say. I'll watch television, and I'll just go, you know, please, is there another episode of a dumb comedy on that I could watch that I've watched 5,000 times before? Can I watch it again? But yesterday on the Laura Ingraham show, she had the brother-in-law of Peter Buttigieg. What's his name? What's his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
It's B-U-T, edge. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. So anyway, with Buttigieg or whatever, his whatever, I mean, I don't call it a husband or a wife or whatever, his domestic partner. Anyhow, in lieu of that, they had that guy's brother-in-law on who had become a born-again Christian. And apparently the story in politics is that Buttigieg, Jesus or whatever that is, is his mate or his domestic partner. He was claiming that he grew up in poverty and that he grew up with a family that hated him and that nobody liked him and he was all in the corner and nobody said anything and everybody was against him. But it turns out that his brother-in-law who became a born-again Christian while in the family, and he said that none of that was true, and in fact, the family was more against him as a Christian than as Buttigieg's personal friend, whatever thingy. And it turns out that Laura Ingraham, not going to falter because she's Catholic, I'm going to falter because as a Catholic, she's not done the right thing in relations with the Lord and in supporting brothers and sisters. She said, well, why don't you call him? Because you should, you know, kind of be accepting from where he's at. And the real response that this gentleman, who's never been on TV before, should have given is, why is it that I have to accept him? Why can't he accept me as a born-again Christian? So I happen to have a very close connection to this whole concept, and I would say this quite simply. For those that are out there and listening, the response to a lot of Christians is, well, why don't you just accept us? Why don't you just accept us? I say flip it. I'm telling you right now, just like that, flip it. Why aren't you accepting me, oh acceptable people, as a born-again, Bible-believing, Spirit-filled Christian? Well, you're so tolerant of everybody except for me. Oh, well, we're tolerant of everybody but you because you're not tolerant. You recognize that's an oxymoron, right? I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on there. The reality check is that there is more venom coming from the other side against Christians than anything else. I'll tell you right now, this is one of the most amazing things. But Jews and Christians in their persecution, isn't it amazing? Jewish persecution in New York is up 57%. 57%. Persecution on Christians worldwide is up about 60%. And the real persecution is coming from the secular left, that's coming from the progressives, it's coming from the Democrats, it's coming from some Republicans, pretty limited, and it's coming from all these people who just can't stand that people have made a decision to have a value. And my response is, you know, instead of kowtow, instead of being friends with the world, because James 4:4 says if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God, I say you just flip it right back on. And I think that somebody should ask Laura Ingraham, hey, why does he have to alter who he is? Why can't he keep his position and have Buttigieg's friend say, I accept you? You see, I find that to be amazing because he was the one, the born-again Christian was the one who was being persecuted. Yet that's not how it's framed because that's not how the media frames it. Well, you guys know the media, they lie through their teeth. Come on. Haven't you looked at the second beast in Revelation? I don't care if it manifests specifically, literally, in our lifetime as we see it. There's multiple applications on that second beast, a propagandist spokesperson for the first beast. The first beast is anti-Christian. And then it's whoever promotes that anti-Christian is the second beast. Well, it sounds like Hollywood, the media, and all the people that are in that realm. It sounds like it now. So I think the idea that everybody should be like, hey, you know what? Let's just go hide in a corner and say nothing. Hey, they're going to go in every corner, in every nook, in every cranny and kill you if you're a Christian. You might as well have a testimony going out. And if you're one of those people that are like, no, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, why are you a Christian? How can you possibly say you love Jesus more than you love everything else if you don't want to be standing with Jesus? I cannot follow. I cannot get it. And here's why I'm saying that. Because Jesus, he came and people have taken Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, misinterpreted them and said, oh, Jesus came just to bring flowers and let everybody smoke hash and everybody should wear tie-dye shirts and have sandals on. It's funny because in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, Jesus said, I didn't come to send peace. I came to bring a sword, split up families. Nobody quotes that. Nobody likes that. You know, say nobody likes John 8. You're of your father, the devil. No, don't say that. That Jesus didn't say that. Nobody wants to say Jesus said, compared to your love for me, you better hate everybody else. Well, we don't want to say that. That's not the spirit of the letter. That is the letter. That's the spirit of the letter. That's exactly what the spirit of the Old Testament is, exactly what the spirit of the New Testament is. It's just absurd. And I think when you get somebody on television and they start acting like counselor or Christian, you know, a Christian peacemaker, but they're not doing it through Christ, it's like, get out of here. It's ridiculous. Why should the born-again Christian have to change his beliefs? You don't have to change your beliefs. I thought the righteous were as bold as a lion. I could just see Peter and John, Peter and John before the group in Acts where they're saying, hey, we got to obey God rather than men. I can just see them going, well, we don't want to offend you guys, so we're just going to say nothing, go back in the corner and do nothing. Come on. You gotta be kidding me. At some point, somebody's gotta go, look, I'm a Christian. You don't like it? Lump it. If you really don't like it, shoot me. What are you gonna do? You know, Jesus walked in his walk and took that crucifixion on straight on. He didn't try and get out of it except in his prayerful submission to the Father, where he said, look, this is gonna be brutal. And if there's any way that this can go around me, great. But not my will, your will be done. And then he left it. He prayed that again, he prayed again. Then he left it. When they were getting ready to crucify him, Jesus didn't go, well, I'll cut you a deal. I'll leave you guys alone if you leave me alone. It's like, what are you talking about? Jesus stood firm as the Messiah and as the teller of truth. And if people don't like it, we have a favorite word around here. One or two, he probably gets tired of it. But it's my absolute favorite word. Ready? Tough. Say tough. Well, I don't like that. So what? Well, I don't think God's fair. Who cares? Well, you don't understand. It has to be right to all of us. No, it doesn't. You're lucky you get a breath, let alone two breaths, let alone two legs to walk. God could have made you a slug. Unfortunately, I think some people he did. But that's not the point. And this level of deception that's going out where these people will hear one thing and they take in another and they transpose it in their brain and they've lost their minds. Just go to 2 Thessalonians, you know, chapter 2, verse 11, 12, 13. They're rejecting the truth. God sends them strong delusions. I just spent a little time showing my brother that it does reference to Jesus Christ, but it also references to all deception. They're nuts, and that's the fact. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, a Christian station right here in Texas. Going to take a short break, come back, and talk about Moses. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No. I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know right now I'm drinking coffee instead of tea. That could be part of my problem. I don't know for sure. I just feel a little bit up. That's kind of a joke. My tea actually has a lot of caffeine in it. And no, I'm not advocating caffeine. Well, it's in small doses. That's what I'd like to say. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoon.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media, obviously. And YouTube, David Spoon Media. Let's find, I got to find my piece of paper for my very first trivia question. It's not that I am prone to rants, but I am prone to rants. So I don't want you to think I'm like that. But I'm a little like that, okay? I do want to make sure we get our sponsors in, so let me lay out the first trivia question and see if people are on top of it today. Let me see if you're on top of it. If you know it, let me know. Which church in the book of Revelation, which church was lukewarm? Which church was lukewarm? 972-445-0770. Okay, first we're going to do, I'll let Wonder Julie know. First we're going to do our roofer, okay? So let's talk about John.
Big John. Big John.
John is a passionate believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves the Lord. He loves sharing his testimony. He's one of the few people that shares his testimony with more passion than I have. He does a really excellent job communicating his heart. He's gone through a whole bunch of stuff. He'll tell you straight out, in Texas, here's the bottom line. In Texas, you can get out of jail at 9 a.m. and open up a roofing company at 10, but to do a snow cone company takes you 12 months. I mean, come on. That tells you so much. So he wants to do roofs with integrity and do them correct. And so if you're looking to do work, get some roof work done, repairs or replacements, John will work with you. He'll do it. But he's not gonna lie about it. It's got to be straightforward. His number, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. You can also go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. That's their URL. Theblessedroofingcompany.com. Get in touch with them. Tell John you saw it or heard it, sorry, on the David Spoon Experience, or if you saw it because you're watching Facebook. And then the bottom line to that is quite simply, if you go down and meet with him, he'll do a free inspection, no problems. But if you go down and meet to him, he'll give you a free snow cone because he owns the snow cone company right next to his roofing company, the Heavenly Snow Cone Company. This is a guy, how do you not like that? He does roofs and snow cones. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Okay. I'm going to reiterate that question because I think people are like, what was that question? Here it is. The church, which church? In the book of Revelation, there were seven churches that were written to by John. One of them was lukewarm. Which church was it? Which church was it? If you know where it is, if you're just not sure, I'll give you that chance to look it up in the scripture because that's fair. Just don't Google it. That's what's unfair. 972-445-0770. Like I said, every once in a while I go on a rant and I'll watch something and it just drives me bonkers. And I don't dislike Laura Ingraham, so I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But it's not fair for a guy who's never been on television for her to say, well, you should just call and you should just talk to the person. It doesn't work quite that way. If you've got family that's against you because of your faith, my family hasn't talked to me for 40 years. And if she says to me, well, you should just call and talk to them, every word they're going to say is going to be in a tongue I don't speak. Okay? You get the message? So it's like, not exactly. All right, I want to talk about Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
You know, a lot of people don't get to hear that. If you're listening on Facebook, you didn't hear that Hey Mo thing. That's just so funny. But if you're listening on the radio or on the internet, you did get to hear it. Here's something amazing about Moses that if you look at it, you're going to find out that you and Moses, not that far apart. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that in relationship to how great he did bringing a nation from one place to another. You're not doing that, neither am I. Okay? I mean, as great as our presidents are, and I think our president is doing a great job certainly for the Christian faith, I think that many presidents, even all the ones that have gotten super, super negatives, I think they've done a really decent job. I'm glad it was George Bush when 9/11 happened and not Al Gore. I can tell you that right now. El Gordo sent him Big Macs. That's not good. So, but Mo, he took people, a nation, across a desert physically. Could you imagine taking 600,000 people on a trek? Follow me. We're going to go over here. Like somebody had to come up with a side business in this somewhere. That's all I can think. But here's the five things that Moses and God had this exchange in Exodus 14 and 15. I'm sorry, Exodus 13 and 14 that just make me go. Here's the first thing that Moses said to God. He said, Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? The first thing that Moses asks is, I'm not any, but who am I? And why I bring that up is because there's a lot of you out there that are listening that are thinking, who am I that God should show me favor? Who am I that God should choose me to be a part of anything that has to do with ministry? Who am I? And the answer is, you're the one that God chose. That's the answer. How he comforts Moses is he says, I'll be with you. And what that means is it doesn't matter what you go through, what you have to do. If I'm with you, you'll get through it. And that's the first element that we need to understand is if God tugs on your heart for you to be involved in some form of ministry and you drop the who am I, which is not uncommon to do, you need to recognize that you actually are nobody, but you have been chosen by God. And because he's with you, that's enough. Because God and one is a majority. So if you are called of the Lord and you're trying to figure out, well, I'm not any good. I'm not a good person. I can't do any of this stuff. It's like, right on. You're correct. But with God, you can do anything. And that's the key component to understand. All right. Then the second thing, after Moses gets through the who am I, there's five excuses Moses gives. The second thing he says is, who are you? See, he goes, who am I that I should go do that? And the guy goes, I'll be with you. And then Moses goes, well, who are you? Who should I say is calling? Verse 13, Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask, what's his name? Then what shall I tell them? So he's like, who are you? What am I going to say? God's response, I am who I am. That is what you were to say to the Israelites. I am has the I am has sent me. For the Jehovah's Witnesses, who are probably not listening to the show anyway, for whatever reason, they cannot figure out the phrase "I am that I am" is a name, a tag name that God uses for himself. So when they say, well, God doesn't use his name in the Old Testament, it's like, okay, wait, I'm just going to read this again because I'm going to try this English thing. Okay, the God of your fathers says, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Okay, there it is. Who's calling? I am. And you might be thinking, well, what does I am mean? And what it means is that God will be everything God needs to be in order to be faithful, loving, compassionate, and full of wisdom and full of life for you as God. That's why he uses that phrasing. So it is a name. Besides the fact that there's 16 identifiable, maybe 17, identifiable names in the Old Testament for God, the I am is a name. So sorry, Jehovah's Witnesses, you missed that. That's not our fault. You don't like the Bible. It's not our fault. All right, so the only 144,000. Oh, goodness gracious. We won't get into that. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, what's his name? I am. And then Moses asks the next question, which I think is a reasonable question. Well, what if they don't believe me? And you know, a lot of people don't go into ministry because, don't offer themselves to be a servant of God because they think, well, people won't believe me. Here's my absolute response that has got, it's full of compassion and full of no compassion at the same time. You do your job. You can't make anybody believe anything. Only God can save. You can be a vessel. If you plant a seed or if your words are going to be used for judgment against somebody that God's going to use, that's not your business. That's God's business. You just offer yourselves. Then he says this, Moses said to the Lord, pardon your servant, I've never been eloquent. Neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and of tongue. So Moses's fourth excuse is, I'm not good at this. Like, I'm not good. So what? So what? Not everything has to be done professional for a television show or for a radio show. It can just be you. You can just be yourself. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with just being you. So he says, who am I? And God says, I'm with you. That makes you somebody. Who are you? I am that I am. What if they don't believe? Do your job. You know, I'm not the best as this. And God's like, you're going to do it. I'll be your mouth. I'll cover you. And his last thing in verse 13 in chapter 14, Moses said, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. That's the last thing he says is, use that guy, not me. Stop saying that. Who will go? You. Offer yourself to the Lord. Be an instrument and a weapon of righteousness, not unrighteousness. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, come back. Don't go anywhere. Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you?
Tell
me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
But what kind of call is that? What can you do? Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio. Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station in Texas. Oh, yeah. Listen to that. That was a good one. Here in Texas. That's getting better. I think I'm nailing that down. Let's see. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com or davidspoon.com. David Spoon Media on Facebook, David Spoon Media on YouTube, David Spoon Media. If you go on your roof, you can go, "Hey, David!" Then it's a strong possibility that I will, in fact, not hear you. Okay. We have somebody calling in, so I'm going to repeat this for the people on Facebook. You're not going to be able to hear it. This is David Spoon. What can I take for your order? Oh, no, I'm kidding. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I want to commend you so much for loving the Lord Jesus more than you loved your own family. I know that's hard. Now, when you said that a while ago, it really touched my spirit that you would stand up for that. And it's hard. It's hard. You know, you're kind of between the devil and deep blue sea because you're having to sacrifice your family for the love of Jesus. You know. And I'm so proud of you, what you're doing.
Bless you, brother. That's awesome for you to say.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Do you want to take a shot at the church that was lukewarm?
Yeah, I'll take a shot at it. I'm going to stay later to see you.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner.
All right. Hallelujah.
Laodicea. Good
amen.
Job.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know what's fascinating about Laodicea and the church there is the church in Ephesus, the very first church, that church actually terminated first historically. Mm. Wow, because they lost their first love. And that was, boy, that's it. Boy, you do that. You're like, yikes. And in fact, they didn't lose it. They left it. And it's like, ooh, bad, bad. But good job. And brother, I appreciate those words of encouragement, by the way.
All right. Well, we love you and thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Very nice. I appreciate that. It's always nice to get that kind of encouragement. It's not always easy to sit here and you know, share and cheer your heart. And sometimes I confess my sins. My wife doesn't think that's brilliant, but I think it's true, and we got to go that direction. All right, let's make sure we give our props to our very own Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Or Melchione. All right, so the blessedrealtycompany.com is her website. It's very simple. If you're looking for somebody to do real estate on your behalf who will treat your transaction like it's her commitment of ministry to do, then you want to talk to Pamela, period. If you're looking for a part-timer, you're looking for somebody just to get some extra money, do not contact her. Do not call Pamela if you're doing this kind of like, well, I don't really care. said that'd be a good deal because she takes what she does seriously, whether she's selling it or buying it on your behalf. She does it as unto herself, takes it on. So if you really want somebody who's committed and passionate about doing work for you as part of her ministry, then get in touch with her. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. It's a pretty straightforward URL. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Okay? Okay. Pamela's awesome. She's a great, great, great person. All right. I have one of my faves. Did I do this? Wait. That's one of the things I do. You know, other people have all those things they do. This is mine.
What's the matter, Davey?
I really just never liked that show. I just don't know what to tell you. It was, you know, it's a guy named Davey, which I don't like being David. It's either Davey from that or Davey Jones. I couldn't stand that. There's so much. Should I tell you the story on how I fell on my head? Would that help? Would that be?
Sure.
Okay. I was coming into our house in Southfield, Michigan, 24770 or 24, it was Catalina. And then we're coming in Catalina, I'm on my little Stingray. It's for those that don't know, it's a bicycle. Before they had bicycles that had motors on them, so people didn't have to work at bicycling, we had old Schwinn's, right? And mine was gold with a white banana seat. And I would go and I would pedal as fast as I could into the garage, and then I would hit on the brakes and I'd kind of do a little twister, like kind of thing. Well, we had a little rope that hung from the ceiling on the top so that the cars could know where to park. Most people have those ropes, right? They're little rope things that hang down. I think they're on the actual garage doors now, right?
That is a rope to pull if your garage door won't open for electric, and it will release the door from the garage door opener.
So much I don't know.
I know.
Right? That's amazing. So I'm, I'm kind of I'm not like a daredevil. It's not fair to say that, but I'm, you know, a little bit out of there. And so I'm pedaling as fast as I can, right? Get this. And I jump off my bike. I grab the rope in the air. I'm not kidding you. The bike smashes into the wall. I flip upside down and put my feet on the ceiling, and the rope breaks.
Nine feet straight down.
Yeah. When my mom and dad got home, my mom looked at the back of my head, and she said, it's like an egg. And I was in the hospital for the next 3 days. Now, here's what I remember about my concussion. By the way, hair still does not grow on that one spot. Here's what I remember. I was in the hospital, right? I didn't have my brother or sister to annoy me, right? And they brought me comics and candy. Like, yeah! I'm thinking I scored on every level. The hit was not helpful, but it does explain quite a bit. So no, my mom did not drop me on my head. I just fell on my head. Okay. Here's one of my fave portions. It's titled All the More Determined, but you'll understand it fully. Matthew 20, 29 through 34, as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed Jesus, and there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd chided them to be silent, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "let our eyes be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and at once they received their sight and followed him. All right. I love this portion for multiple reasons, but let's just understand what's going on. There are two blind men, and they're sitting by the roadside. And how do they know that Jesus is passing by? It's because there's a crowd, and the crowd is talking about Jesus, and they're walking by. It's not like they just did an osmosis thing. And so they're two blind men, and they're able to hear, and they hear that Jesus is passing by, and they do something that's not often done. They don't even know what the situation fully is, but they give Jesus the title and the honor before anything else by calling him Lord, Son of David, which was a messianic title. And what happened when they called out for help? The crowd, the multitude, the majority told them to be quiet. You could say it any way you want. These are church people. I mean, they're following Jesus, right? And the crowd says, be quiet. You guys, be quiet. Stop it. Be quiet. The crowd chided them to be silent. You're blind. You're desperate. Jesus is coming by. Everybody, rumor-wise, all they have is the rumor mill from one person to another. Is that like a crowd? Oh, that's good. They're all talking. They hear about Jesus walking by, and they're like, Jesus! And the crowd goes, hey, be quiet. Hey, you guys, shut up. Hey, zip it. www.zipit.com right there, Sparks. What did they do? What did they do? They shouted all the louder. I love that. They shouted all the loud. The crowd was like, that's not very nice of you. That's so rude. They were like, I don't care about you. I'm trying to see. But that's not publicly polite. That's not politically correct. There's a new t-shirt out. It says politically correct stands for pure. And then it starts with a C. And then the last part of the word is rap. And it's just like, there you go. It's like, they don't care. Why? They're blind. They want to see. They need help.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jewish God.
Exactly.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
That is the best play. I think that is the most perfect timing you have done yet. I mean, that is just perfect. And here they're screaming out louder. The mob is trying to tell them to be quiet. But guess what? The blind men are determined to find the answer in Jesus. Now, what I really like about this, I know you don't get mad at me, but what I like about this is not the, you know, Pentecostal Baptist take on this or anything like that. I love what Jesus does, and I'm going to make a stupid joke because I always do it every time I teach it, but you're just going to have to get over it. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked them. Jesus is trying to get them laser focused, but I always thought a great answer would have been, I'd like to play the piano. Anyway, the idea there is that they're blind. They want to see. And they said it specifically, let our eyes be opened. What happened on Jesus's end? He was moved with compassion. He loved it. He loved it that they had that much of a stretch of faith. Sometimes you can just push your faith just a little further to make it just a little better, just a little clearer, so that you can see the hand of the Lord just a little clearer. Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and at once they received their sight and followed him. They received it, right? And they followed Jesus. They took it in, said thank you, and followed him. How cool is that? Love stuff like that. You should love stuff like that. Don't let anybody deter you from going forward in your faith. Ever. Go forward in your faith. Don't let the crowd tell you to be quiet. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship, amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, my goodness. I think coffee is helping me just a little bit. Let you know if you want to reach the show, website davidspoon.com. Email davidspoonmedia at gmail. The website's davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Everything's David Spoon Media, David Spoon Media, David Spoon Media. Okay? Okay. All right. Let me give a shout out to Dr. B. that's so funny. Dr. Brandon Brown. He is the president, the coordinator, the center, the guy in charge, the CEO, the CFO, the COO of the specific chiropractic centers in Richardson. You can go to richardson.thespecific.com, or you can type in Dr. Brandon Brown Chiro, or you can go to the specific chiropractic centers. He's out of Richardson. His phone number, 972-454-9363, 972-454-9363. And I am, now listen to this, I am coordinating my get-together with him like next week. I'm going to see him for the first time. So I wanted my wife to go first because she's in more pain than I am, and I think that's... Well, she lives with me, so she's in more pain than I am, okay? I've been with myself for, you know, almost six decades. I get it. So here's the bottom line. She really enjoyed not just meeting with him, but the whole process he went through. If you're in pain, you want to touch somebody, and then you want to get a lollipop, I just asked the doctors to give lollipops. Give him a call at 972-454-9363. Also, if you go to davidspoonmedia.com where it says our partners, I have a link to his website. I have a link for Pam's website, and I have a link for John's website. I probably should have told people that, huh? I'm working on it. That's right. All right. I'm going to drop in another trivia question before I go flying off the handle completely. Is that a good way to do that? I don't even know if that's a good way to do that. All right, here we go. Let's see if you guys are on top of it. I got a tough one, so I'm looking for the people that think they know. Get ready. All right, a little bit tough. All right. King Herod in Acts chapter 12 was eaten by what? So if you're not familiar with the story, Acts chapter 12, one of my absolute favorite texts where Peter gets out of prison. And anyway, Herod was giving a speech, and he gave this great speech and didn't give glory to God. So God struck him, and he was eaten by what? Eaten by what? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. That's a tough one, though. I'm not saying it's not tough. It is tough. All right? So you got to think of what he was eaten by what? He was killed by the Lord, Acts chapter 12, because he gave this wonderful speech, and then he said, the people said, oh, it's like the voice of a god. And you see, the Lord, this competition thing doesn't work with God. So he gets zapparoonied. And the Lord's the one that zapparoonies him. For all those people that think God doesn't zapparoony people, you're wrong. Scripture's quite clear. And he didn't give the praise to God. So the Lord struck him down. He was eaten by what? By a cat? Is that what you're going with? By a cat. I had not considered that before. 972-445-0770. I didn't say it'd be easy. I said it'd be challenging. So I'm going to drop something on the audience. How about that? This is kind of my way of dropping it on you folks. Okay? And I would love feedback because I like feedback. I think it's interesting. Now, if you got feedback and you say you got to trim your ears, I can't do anything about that. But I'm trying not to go political in the lot of the show, but there's sometimes where I lose my mind. And I'd like to get feedback from people who have an opinion about that. I could go all political, all biblical, or a mixture, or just do my best to be myself. So I'm going to ask for your help in that. But first, let's find out who's on the phone. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is David also.
Oh, hi, David. How you doing? You got the greatest name.
Oh, you do too.
Oh, you know, my parents told me I was named after a king, but I always knew they were lying.
Oh, yes, right.
All right, my friend, what do we got on King Herod in Acts chapter 12? So the Lord smote him down, right, because he didn't give glory to God. He struck him down. What was he eaten by?
Worms.
That is correct, sir. You are correct. Excellent, excellent. Did you have to kick that around, or did you just know it?
No, I nailed it.
Okay, that is awesome. I mean, that is just absolutely awesome. And that's a tough one. I mean, that's not easy, because if you think about it, everybody kind of has that picture that the guy died, but then what happened after, like, when the Lord struck him? He was eaten by worms. And if you didn't come up with that, I was going to give a fishing clue.
That's great.
Excellent job, dude.
I love your show.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have an excellent weekend.
Bye.
All right. Bye. So, great answer, by the way. That's a tough one. I don't care what you say. That's a tough even. He was eaten by what? He was eaten by what? It's kind of like the Elijah thing, because people think about Elijah and they think, oh, chariots of fire. He went up in chariots of fire. No, he went up in a whirlwind. But there were chariots of fire before he went up. Oh, you know, it's like, oh, that's so close. Yet so far. So one of the things that I want to drop on the audience, and I know it's crazy to do this, and you're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to always win arguments. You're supposed to always have your agenda. You're supposed to always do this. I hate stuff like that. Okay? I mean, Dave, hate's a strong word. I super duper 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 dislike it. Is that better? I don't think so. Anyway, sometimes I want to get political, and the abortion thing really irritates me, so I really went off on that. And, you know, some of the things that come up, like, a 29-year-old person in Congress telling anybody in their 30s or 40s or 50s how to live or how it should be when that person hasn't even gone through life yet. It's the same reason we didn't let brand new couples teach marriage counseling, because they haven't been married long enough to know what's going on yet. So it's kind of that kind of mentality. But I don't want to get caught in that and lose the teaching part. So I've gone through the struggle. This is the 55th show. And I went through this before, so don't think it's a brand new thing for me. I went through this same struggle before, trying to figure out the balance between just teaching the truth, just laying it out there and kind of bringing my circumstances in, and then also talking about what's on, what's confronting me on television, what I see, what I don't see, and so on. And so recently, somebody in Congress said all of the religions worship the same God. That is just absolute lunacy. And that just tells you how ignorant those people are. And then I want to comment on that and kind of really nail that down. But I also want to make sure that you understand that we're called to ministry and not everybody has that kind of ministry, that you should comment on stuff like that. So it's kind of a anger control issue. And so what I want you to do as an audience, which you have an obligation to do because I'm your brother in the Lord, is pray for me. I'm not asking you to do anything. Just pray that the Lord will give me wisdom. I'm asking for wisdom. I'm trying to, you know, find that balance. Unfortunately, in San Diego, I did about a one-year stint out of that 5 years where I was really overly political. And part of it I liked and part of it I didn't. But things are getting worse and worse. And if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty, if you're a Christian, you kind of want things to get worse so Jesus will come back sooner. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's true. And I'm just trying to figure out where my my own balance is. And I am just sharing with you, I think, what you go through. And that is you try to find that right balance and walk with it in the Lord. Hey, everybody goes through that from Moses all the way through, everybody in the New Testament, except for Jesus, who was so close to the Father, he didn't wonder about what he was doing. Got that? All right. That's why we want to be as close to the Lord as possible. That's the key, because right relationship births right ministry for sure. All right? So you guys pray for me. I'm asking for your commitment, for you to take 1 minute out of your life and pray and ask the Lord to help me understand the best way to go about it. Cool? All right. And if you don't like it, then don't pray. All right. What do we got? 2 minutes left, technically. So I want to close it down by praying for everybody again. And I thought about this, and I think it's a really good thing to do. And if you can listen, if you can just kind of get into it, it would be good because it helps me, and I think it helps you, and it helps all of us just move forward with what the Lord wants us to move forward to. So let's do it. Father, we come before you, and we just ask again in the name of Jesus Christ, by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that every good thing we have heard, not just from this show, but every show, not just from this source, but every source, everything that we have heard that is good and helpful for us in moving forward in you and helping advance your kingdom, that that would become a part of us, and we would not let that go. But anything that is useless would drop by the wayside. If it has no value, if it can't help us in the kingdom or in you or strengthen us in you in any capacity or bless us in you, then let us let it go. But everything else help us to hold on to, and we're looking to you to seal those things by the power of the Holy Spirit through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. You, Father, are our blessing, and we appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 73-hour break, then we'll be back. God bless.
Destroying everyone and everything we find.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.